1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A newly passed UN resolution calls for Russian troops to leave Ukraine. A U.S. resolution that did not mention Russian aggression failed. At the White House, CBS's Natalie Brand tells us.
The French president here right now, as part of this push by European leaders to make sure that they and Ukraine are at the negotiating table.
Apple says it will invest $500 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years and add on 20,000 jobs. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Apple said these new jobs will focus on research and development, engineering, and software development.
From the world of music, Grammy-winning singer Roberta Flack has died at 88. Music writer Anthony DeCurtis.
She sang so beautifully and so simply and sang the song and sang the melody. There was kind of such a richness.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A new bill proposed by Wisconsin Democrats aims to designate certain locations as safe havens. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
According to a Wisconsin Watch report, those would be places where immigration officers would be barred. The legislation introduced by state senators seeks to maintain protections for immigrants in places like schools, healthcare facilities, and places of worship. The move follows the Department of Homeland Security's recent cancellation of Biden-era guidelines that limited immigration enforcement in those areas.
And as the Wausau School District continues the consolidation process of elementary schools, their main goal is still to take care of staff, students, and families first as they focus on logistics. Many decisions are still left to be made before the next school year starts in August, and decisions for staff placements have been a work in progress. While principals were assigned schools by the Education Department, teachers took surveys ranking their potential spots. Now, some teachers already have their assignments, and a high percentage were able to get their primary location. And once all of the teachers are placed, the next step will be talks on how to collaborate and bring the best practices from each building together. And the district continues to work with the Red Granite Charter School to determine a new location. The district and school leadership say they've had beneficial meetings, and that they're coming closer to some decisions. The district and bus company First Student are also continuing to collaborate as the bus company determines routes for the coming school year. And the Wausau School District will be hosting a three-day Bridging the Future community conversation. It'll be on March 6th through the 8th. That's next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The event will discuss what has worked well in the district and what can be worked on. Anyone in the community is welcome to attend, but they ask for people to attend all three sessions as each day's conversation will build on the former. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers.
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops. The Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon in overtime Saturday. They host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost four of their last six games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to fifth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and spring-like today, with warm temperatures soaring to the upper 40s. But it is breezy. We've got a west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. And for tomorrow, a ton of sunshine. And still mild, with highs once again reaching 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
The Wausau West High School hockey team is just two wins away from a trip to the state tournament. On Tuesday, the Warriors will play host to New Richmond in a Division I sectional semifinal. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCR, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCR, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West versus New Richmond in a Division I hockey sectional semifinal. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, opening faceoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, who is back on the board from a little R&R on Friday. Glad to have you along here on a Monday, February 24th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon here in downtown Madison. A little overcast sky, a little sun here and there, but our meteorologists are saying a little taste of spring here on this February 24th. Temperatures could get into the 50s in some parts of Wisconsin, the low 50s at least. So looking forward to that. Mr. Sommers, welcome back. Always glad to have you back. And you had a little R&R. The great Sam Davidson filled in on Friday. How was your weekend?
Good. I went to a convention in Chicago. I went to Magic Con for Magic the Gathering. Yes, Magic-Con. I am a big nerd.
I don't know. You're into a lot of diverse stuff. That's fantastic.
It was a good time. Magic-Con. Play a bunch of games. I got to see some cool like informational panels and shows and stuff like that.
Well, very good. Glad you had a day off. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back, everyone. We had a great time. Many thanks again to all of our friends up there in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. The great staff that we have up there at WBZH, our news talk sports station in Hayward, as well as our brand new music station, Muskie 101. So a great team up there, Big G, Gray, doing a great job. We appreciate all their help up there. And many thanks to all the people at the American Birkebeiner for letting us bring some of those sights and sounds to you. It was such a really, really fun time. And look forward, if we're able to go back next year. Want to turn our attention to current events. And no better, by the way, coming up in hour two, what's worse today, we have a cold and flu season. What's worse? I am, knock on wood, staying healthy, but I know a lot of people are down and out. So we'll talk a little bit about the cold and flu season. The Milwaukee Brewers kick off the season for the first time since 1971 without Bob Uecker. It sounded strange, but we'll play the opening by Jeff Levering a little bit later on. And the Badgers, bad loss for the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team. Tough loss at home against the dreaded, the evil, the terrible Oregon Ducks. Wisconsin, the bakery was open down on Monroe Street, or actually, I guess on Dayton Street. But the Badgers had 17 turnovers. You're not going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
No, with 17 turnovers. So all that and more, but want to begin with what's happened over the course of the weekend. These days, the news comes by the hour, sometimes by the minute. No better person to help us sort through all this. Been looking forward to talking with him for a couple of weeks now. And, of course, many of our fine listeners who are also fans of Matt Flynn have been asking for him. And here he is in the flesh, a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, and also a veteran of the United States Navy. The one, the only, our friend, Matt Flynn. How are you, my friend?
Terrific. Terrific, Todd. I'll tell you what. I like being back on the Todd Olbow Show. Matt Sundarek on the Todd Olbow Show.
That's right. That's right. It's kind of like a compilation. Well, you always open your shows, Matt, with, you know, you're not woke unless and until you know history, and you take us to the front lines of history being made every minute of every day. Wow. Lots of history being made every minute of every day these days, Matt. And I want to, you know, again, you're a kind of a Renaissance guy. You're a man of many talents. You've, you know, to clean it up for radio, as you say, you've seen a lot of stuff. And so I appreciate that about you. For the first couple of topics here, of course, you're an attorney, activist, the Democratic Party, a leader. But I really appreciate the fact that you're a veteran of the United States Navy. And I think that what happened over the last 3 to 4 days here in terms of President Trump firing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, also Secretary of the Navy, several others are coming. Over 5,000 civilians in Department of Defense have been told they're letting go. Let's start things off, Matt. As a veteran, what does this mean to you?
Well, let me tell you something. As a veteran and just as an American citizen, you're seeing the slow Nazification of our culture. And there are 50 Republican senators, 50 eunuchs, Council of Eunuchs, who are sitting by, and they're accommodating it. Now, let me just talk about the military briefly, just like you said. He fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, an Air Force veteran with a full general with 41 years of service, mm-hmm. Four-star, who also happens to be an African-American guy and a combat pilot, and terrific. Mm-hmm. And what he fired was actually the chief of naval operations, the CNO, who's a woman, Lisa Franchetti, who is a four-star admiral. Mm-hmm. And he fired the admiral in charge of the Coast Guard, who's a woman. He fired one black guy and two women. This guy, when he talks about getting rid of DEI, well, that's just a front. He's talking about getting rid of black people and women. That's all he's talking about. And so what he, by doing that, when I was in the Navy, the chief of naval operations was Elmo Zumwalt. Mm-hmm. He was a revered admiral, and he would send us Z-grams. So we get these, there was no internet back then, but we did get these sort of faxes about this and about that. He was a leader. What Trump is trying to do is politicized the military, and he made a very bad mistake. He said that he admired Hitler's generals. He said that. He said that in the past. Mm-hmm. What he doesn't know is that Hitler's generals tried to kill Hitler. They planted a briefcase with a bomb in it, and unfortunately, not close enough to his desk, and it blew off his fingers, but it didn't blow the bastard up, okay? So in this case, I hope we do have Hitler's generals. But what he's doing is he is going to end up having political officers on ships and in regiments. The Russians do that. They put a political officer on every submarine, every ship, and they spy and they rat on the captain and they rat on the XO and all this. We are seeing the Russianization of our military. And quite frankly, Donald Trump only has three guiding principles in his life, and they are sadism, treason, and fraud. That's it. And he's inflicting that on the country, and we've got to stand up.
I think, Matt, you know, as I'm, you know, I have family who serves on the civilian side in the military. I have the honor and privilege. I never served myself like you, but I had the honor and privilege of doing military affairs for about 5 years for a member of Congress here in Wisconsin. And anybody who's either served or had the privilege of working with our military men and women, the people that put on the uniform every day so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have up until this point all enjoyed, you understand keenly that these folks, and I want you to talk a little bit about this, these folks, to accomplish, they are mission-driven. They are given a mission, whatever that is. And it varies from branch to branch, from unit to unit, but they have a mission. And they come together regardless of race, sexual orientation, gender, political background, and they accomplish that. Former General Colin Powell, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff as well, wrote a great autobiography. I really recommend it if you ever get the chance for the listeners. But he talked as a kid whose parents came, I believe, from Jamaica, and he grew up in Brooklyn, and he never thought he would have opportunities in the private sector that the military afforded him because, I don't want to say it's colorblind, that's not true, nothing really is, but it gave him the best shot of being judged on his accomplishments.
No, you're absolutely right, and you put your finger on something very, very important. The military, time and again, has been told to accommodate groups that society has not yet accommodated. For instance, Harry Truman integrated the military, and so he demanded that black people be treated the same as everybody else. And the military said, fine, and they did it, even though much of the country in the late 40s wasn't willing to do it. The second thing is he said, bring women in, the Democratic Party did, and have them in combat positions. The military said, fine. And it was one of the smartest things we did because we need staffing and on submarines, on aircraft carriers, a lot of it's computers. Then he said, they say, well, bring in transgender people. And it's worked. There aren't many of them, but they're accommodated and they serve honorably. The military has always, without question, accommodated what they've been told, and it's always been positive. This is the first time that you have a guy who's firing black generals, female generals and admirals, anybody that he doesn't like, and putting in political officers. And I do not want political officers on a ship. On my ship, if we'd had a rat walking around as a political officer to snitch on the captain, and is he insufficiently loyal to Trump and that kind of thing, you turn into Russia. Mm-hmm. And this is a message to everybody listening, and some of you may have voted for Trump. This is not the Republican Party. We need a center-right party and a center-left party, but two American parties. The Republican Party is not anymore an American party. Trump is a glioblastoma in our brain and our culture. He's got to be taken out, lawfully, of course, got to be taken out, and we cannot let this cancer continue.
Do we have time for the George W. Bush cut, Zomerizer, before the break? To you, this is Matt, to your point, here was former President George W. Bush in the 2000s talking about Ukraine.
We welcome new NATO allies. We also affirm that the door to NATO membership remains open to other nations that seek it in the Balkans and beyond. Here in Bucharest, we must make clear that NATO welcomes the aspirations of Georgia and Ukraine for their membership in NATO and offers them a clear path forward to meet that goal. So my country's position is clear. NATO should welcome Georgia and Ukraine into the membership action plan. And NATO membership must remain open to all of Europe's democracies that seek it.
Former President George W. Bush in the 2000s, Matt, I don't want to, I probably played that a little premature. I don't want to transfer completely into Ukraine yet, although we're going to get to that. But to your point, Matt, Donald Trump is not the party of even George W. Bush, regardless of what folks may have feelings on George W. Bush. That cut right there shows how far the Republican Party, the old party, has fallen in just, 15 years.
Right. The center-right party was the Republican, center-left was Democrat. They're both patriots, and they both resisted the Russians. The Russians have been our adversary for a long time, and they're dangerous, very, very dangerous. Trump is being, in my view, sexually blackmailed by Putin because of the Steele video, and he will do anything for Putin. He's servile to Putin, and he cannot be permitted to say, well, now we're with Putin and we're against Ukraine. That does not have the assent of the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or anybody else.
Come on back, Matt Flynn, after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Todd Ball Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
Welcome back to the Tom Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Matt Flynn, who is always direct. It is 21 past the hour of 12 noon this Monday, February 24th. Glad to have you along on the Civic Media Radio Network. Always fun to catch up with our friend and ongoing contributor, Matt Flynn, a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, also a great a veteran of the United States Navy, and also a great author. We will talk more about some of Matt's latest works a little bit later on in this hour. Matt Flynn, so kind as to give us an hour of his time. We appreciate it, Matt. I want to play a cut here. I know you've heard this. Many of our listeners may have heard it. I think it's worth replaying. Correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, on the other side, but I think that this is a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, who this was after on his way out before Trump. This is while Joe Biden was still president, and he was on his way out of the chairmanship before the current, well, now the former Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was fired over the weekend by Trump. But here is General Milley giving all of us as Americans, and I believe, a directive to the men and women in uniform across this country, a directive.
To a country. We don't take an oath to a tribe. We don't take an oath to a religion. We don't take an oath to a king or a queen or to a tyrant or a dictator. And we don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator. We don't take an oath to an individual. We take an oath to the Constitution, and we take an oath the idea that it's America, and we're willing to die to protect it. Every soldier, sailor, airman, Marine, Guardian, and Coast Guardsman, each of us commits our very life to protect and defend that document, regardless of personal price.
Former General General Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Matt Flynn. I think that on his way out, he was saying, don't go along with this new guy if he gets back in, because that's not what we're here for.
It was a terrific statement, and you couldn't put it any better. And as a result, Trump has said he's taken away Milley's security detail, mm-hmm. took it away, and he is saying he may prosecute Milley. We're seeing a Nazification of our culture. Let me tell you what's going on here. If you can imagine, say in 1943, in the middle of the Second World War, suddenly Franklin Roosevelt saying, Churchill is a dictator, Hitler is somebody we can work with, he's a genius for getting all this land, we are now going to side with Hitler and fight the British and fight the French. Suppose he'd said that. A president cannot override the Constitution. A president cannot speak for everybody and just switch sides. You can't do that. What he's doing now is trying to do that. Say, well, now Ukraine is bad, Russia's good, And let me tell you something even worse. This new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, if he's in front of the Senate and I was in the Senate, I'd say, sir, if you got an order from Trump to side with the Russians and oppose Ukraine militarily, send American troops over there and shoot Ukrainians, would you obey that order? And if that son of a whatever does anything except hell no, out he goes.
Yeah,
this is very, very serious.
This guy you're talking about, Kane, General, by the way, he's a three-star.
Yeah,
he's a three-star. And he's going to replace a four-star, which I don't think he's ever, which has ever happened. You're right, he's retired. They're bringing him back. He's quoted as telling Donald Trump, quote, I would kill for you, unquote. I mean.
Right. The one thing, well let me tell you something. That's Donald Trump that said that, by the way. You know, we want to assess this guy, but he's a three-star. He is not qualified to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for a lot of complicated reasons, but the law says that the president can override all of those regulations if it's somehow needed as an emergency, and Trump is doing that. The fact is that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff now, this 41-year veteran of the Air Force, is superb. This rotates among the services, so it's got to be an Air Force person this year. And so what he's doing is sticking another Air Force retired guy whom he thinks will be right wing and knuckle under. We cannot let the military be politicized.
Right.
I can't emphasize that enough. This is not a trivial thing.
And Matt, we have 3 minutes here before the break or so, and we'll pick it up on the other side. I want to have you start talking about, because your unique perspective, not only are you a Navy veteran, you're also an attorney. Talk about, because I think this part got a little overshadowed with what we just talked about. Not to say that what we just talked about is unimportant. It's not. But talk to us about the importance also of Trump firing, I believe it was 18 inspectors general. And these are the folks, Matt, keep me honest here. As I understand it, these JAG officers in the military and also the inspectors general across the administration, these are the people that know the law, and in the military, correct me if I'm wrong, the JAG officers are the one group of folks that can tell the generals, no, you don't have to follow that order from the commander-in-chief because it's unconstitutional.
You're right. What Trump did is for two separate reasons. For the 18 inspectors, these are the ones that are, in effect, ombudsmen who look at these agencies and inspect them for illegality and fraud. Trump and Musk are fraud on the hoof. They do not want anybody there getting blowing the whistle on their fraud. And so as a result, they fire these people and either going to put in compliant people, MAGA-type people, or they won't replace them at all. And that all that does is accelerate fraud in agencies. With regard to the JAG officers, JAG, by the way, stands for Judge Advocate General. And I, in the Milwaukee Navy League, am the Judge Advocate General for the Navy League. And that's the legal officer just for the Navy League in Milwaukee. It's real small potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But the JAG Corps at the higher levels in the Army, Navy, Air Force, et cetera, exactly right. The generals, if he gives an order, all right, I want to send American troops to Ukraine and to side with the Russians in combat. A JAG officer at the highest levels will say to the general, the admiral, you cannot obey that order. That is an illegal order. You can't do it. They don't do it frequently, obviously, but they can do it. By removing them and perhaps not replacing them, or replacing them with people like the Pam Bondis or the Attorney General, who are basically Stepford Wives or they're werewolves and the rest of them, he has found a way, a chink in the Constitution, to destroy our democracy by using the Constitution. And that's because the president, the executive, controls the prosecution, controls the Attorney General.
Yeah.
Nobody ever thought they could corrupt people in, but they have.
Stay tuned. More Matt Flynn on the other side. Matt Flynn, direct Todd Alba on a Monday, February 24th, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come on back.
On that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Nick Novak has recently been put in as president of the Midwest Food Products Association, but these first couple months haven't been easy. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and I was able to catch up with Novak and hear what he's worried about when it comes to tariffs that are being applied.
The supply chain for tin milled steel and the aluminum that's used is not available in the United States. And so back in 2018, when President Trump in his first term implemented these tariffs that obviously, stayed in effect under President Biden, since that time in 2018, we've actually lost the number of tin mill steel lines that are here in the United States. So 9 of them have been shut down while these tariffs have been in effect. And so, we really need to look at these unintended consequences that happen.
Novak says that as an association, they have sent a letter to the Trump administration pleading them to take another look at the tariffs. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll check out those midday markets right after this.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
Well, hold on to your britches, everybody. It's time to go nuts at the Springfield Corners Testicle Festival. March 8th, you can enjoy deep-fried delicacies along with ice-cold beverages and live music by the Lights Out Band. Join me, the fabulous Farm Babe, along with the rest of the Midwest Farm Report team at Springfield Corners for your chance to win concert tickets and to try some fried Rocky Mountain oysters. It all kicks off after 2 p.m. on March 8th. Springfield Corners. See Facebook for more details.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday on this Monday. The grain markets are sliding today as cash corn is down 7 3/4 at 483.5, and new crop corn is down 5.5 at 469.5. Cash soybeans are down 7.5 at 1032, with new crop soybeans down 5 at 1054 3/4. March wheat is down 12.5 at 577.5. Where July wheat is down 11.25 at 6.06. Class 3 milk is seeing a mix as March contracts are up 2 cents at 19.08 a hundredweight, and April contracts are down a penny at 18.70 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and spring-like today, with warm temperatures soaring to the upper 40s. But it is breezy. We've got a west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. And for tomorrow, a ton of sunshine. And still mild, with highs once again reaching 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 46 degrees at our studios.
This week in high school sports, state tournament bids will be handed out in high school hockey. The girls' basketball playoffs getting underway, and the boys wrapping up their regular season. We'll talk all about it Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes. Join Jeff Gress and myself, plus our special guests. At 7:06, it'll be our student-athlete guest for this week, multi-sport athlete from DC Everest, Cohen Preby. And then at 7:25, our coach guest, first-year Mosinee girls basketball coach, Josh Howe. It is the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, Wednesday night, 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. because you're mine. I walk the line.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on February 24th, 2025. If you hear Johnny Cash being played on this show, odds are our friend and ongoing contributor Matt Flynn is not far behind. He is our wonderful friend, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, a U.S. Navy veteran, and also a great author. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Matt Flynn, always a pleasure. Thanks for being here today.
Good to be with you, Todd. It always is. Matt Flynn Direct and the Todd Albo Show.
It's a mashup. I think, well, it's honorable, they call it a mashup now, when you mash up two things like that, songs or shows, yeah.
Yeah, mashup, or that's the main thing.
All right, very good. A little a Flynn and Albaugh mashup here on a Tuesday. If you'd like to call in, ask a question for Matt, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. The phone lines are all open. All callers welcome. No points of view off limits. Is that what you say, Matt? Have I got it close?
Yeah, that's what we used to do. That's what you do. It's a great. It's a great way to do it. Yeah,
absolutely. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the text line first, if we could, Mr. Sommers. A caller in Racine, the Chuckster in Racine, calling in and wants to ask Matt, what happens to? We're talking about, by the way, before the break, Donald Trump firing some of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, other officers, JAG officers as well. And the Chuckster asks Matt, what happens to the generals, admirals, and officers that Trump fires? Can they still serve in the U.S. military in other roles? What about their military rank and pensions? Or are they just out? Matt?
Right. No, excellent question, Chuckster. And here's the answer. If all he does is fire them, no, they go back into active service. They keep their pensions under any circumstances. However, with some of them, like with Miley, he reduced him in rank, and he reduced his pension, and he threatened him with prosecution, took away his security detail. Remember, Tommy Tuberville, who's one of the worst senators, threats the United States. Mm-hmm. Tommy Tuberville of Alabama stopped about 500 promotions of flag-type officers for 10 months. He demoralized our military. Many of them retired early. We lost an awful lot of experience. The Republican Party does not love America. It does not love our military. It hates, and I'm talking about the new Republican Party under Trump.
Right.
It hates America, and it hates our military. And so Trump, what he can do with some of these people, I don't think he will, because they haven't ticked him off enough. He can say, I'm reducing you in rank, which will reduce their pension. Mm. He can say, you're out. You can't be an officer anymore. But he has to say that. He can't just replace them.
And Matt, I mean, you can tell me off. We're friends. I don't care. As long as you keep FCC compliant. But I mean, I don't disagree. I agree with you that I believe that Donald Trump and the people that he's appointing to these cabinet posts and also some of the leadership, I think that they don't care about America. I think that Trump is a Russian asset. But I would amend that, in my opinion. You push back if you want. I don't think that everybody in Wisconsin who's a local party chair or votes Republican, I don't think they hate America. And I don't even necessarily think that every Republican in Congress hates America. And I gotta keep myself FCC compliant. I think they're just chicken crap. I mean, they don't have any backbone. They don't have any chutzpah.
Well, look, I know a lot of people are Republicans, even in my own family, and some people voted for Trump. I respect all of that. We are a democracy. We need two parties, center right and center left. 90% of the Republican Party are patriotic Americans, 90%. Mm-hmm. But the 10% are the ones that are running the Republican Party, and Trump and his cabinet are emblematic of those. You're absolutely right that not every congressman and not every senator hates America. But one of the sad things is they're getting death threats. It's not just that they're afraid of primaries. Some people in that Congress could survive a primary, even if Trump opposed them. But Pillis of North Carolina, when Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, was up for confirmation, there were three votes against him among the Republicans. That was Moscow Mitch. Mm-hmm. That was Collins of Maine. and the Murkowski of Alaska, and all it required was one more. And he put the word out, I'm going to oppose him. The FBI came to tell us and said there were credible death threats against you and your family, and he caved for that reason. Donald Trump, remember, encouraged a mob to hang his vice president,
right?
Hang Mike Pence. And he pardons them after they were unsuccessful.
I'm not making this up. This is true. This is serious. Sure. I know Republicans in Wisconsin who either didn't endorse Trump or who endorsed Harris and only half jokingly tell me now, I don't go into any buildings above the second floor.
Right. There's a physical threat. God bless the Republican Party. Come back.
Right.
Come back. You know, the Eisenhower Party.
All right.
We need you. You have a guy who threatens.
The phones are lighting up, as Matt likes to say. Do not hang up. We will take you in order of your calls. 855-752-4842. Mark in Pertisac. Mark, if you can make it brief, what say you?
Yeah, well, let's remember the Romans actually considered the term king as a curse word. I mean, even though they had more power than the kings, they never assumed the title of king. I mean, we rejected kings in this country after the Revolution. Washington could have achieved a crown and didn't. And for Donald Trump to do this, and for Republicans not to say, to reject this, based on that alone should have been an impeachable thing that he did. I mean, it is just...
Right.
It's a crime against the Constitution, and these people take an oath to the Constitution, not to Donald Trump.
Mark, here's the thing. You're absolutely right.
Minute.
We're not going to have a king, but what's amazing about this guy is he comes right out and says, I'm switching sides. Zelensky's bad, Putin's good, and he expects the country to go along with him. Do not go along with him. I don't care if you write letters to the Canadian ambassador, the British ambassador, and the French ambassador, saying that Donald Trump is a traitor to the United States, the American people don't stand with him. We have to have an expression, a popular expression of support for our NATO allies in Canada, which is also a NATO ally. Donald Trump cannot be permitted in the middle of a war to say we're switching sides.
855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful Sussex. Gary out on the road in Sussex. Gary, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, I got a couple things. First of all, I'm a mega Republican, and I love America, and I love our military. When I see military guys, I buy them lunch. So for you, Matt, to go out there and say in the beginning, you did kind of explain yourself after Todd told you that there's a lot of good Republicans that love America, and you did explain yourself. And you have a right to your opinion. I think that you're... I don't want to use words, but I think that, I don't know.
What's your question? What's your question, Gary?
What's your point?
You said in the beginning, we got to take Donald Trump out. Now, if I told you, Matt, I'm going to take you out.
I said lawfully.
He said lawfully.
Wait a minute. I said lawfully. That's impeachment. That's criminal prosecution. Look at Gary. Let me tell you something. You've been on the phone with me for many years, and
yes,
I appreciate your
like
point
you.
Of view. But I'm going to leave you with one. Hold on. I'm going to leave you with one thought, and that is this: you vote for Trump, that's fine. But if you think that Trump can switch us to Russia against Ukraine, and we're going to put up with it, you're wrong. You should not put up with it.
Let me ask Gary quickly.
Republicans I like are Eisenhower.
Gary, before you leave, I'm interested in your answer. Do you endorse what Trump is doing, switching sides in the Ukraine-Russia war?
Well, first of all, Zelensky is a dictator.
He's not.
He went out there.
Oh, come on, Gary.
Yes.
Why the hell are you even calling into the show? Call into right-wing radio.
Matt, let me ask you a question.
You already chewed up
a lot
of time.
Gary, come back. I got a lot of callers on the phone, so I got to keep moving. 855-752-4842. Joe in Madison on WMDX. Joe, go ahead.
I would say that Zelensky is not a dictator, and Gary doesn't know what he's talking about.
All right, let's not take it personal, but yes, that's all right. Let's move on. Go ahead.
Well, point made. And two questions I want to ask you, Matt, bearing on your knowledge and your understanding of things. Two of them. One has to do with NATO. The other one has to do with this talk of annexing Canada. Can you tell me if NATO survives, given this turn that Trump has done, where he's aligning himself with the dictator Putin, where we sit in terms of NATO? Does this blow up NATO? Do the Europeans have to look at a brand new fighting force that they put together from scratch? Do the leases that we have, the U.S. has for bases in Europe, do those get blown up as part of this? How on earth does NATO survive if we go forward with this idea of supporting, leaving Zelensky on the trash heap and going with dictator Putin? My second question is, Trump has been talking about annexing Canada. Isn't an annexation an illegal military occupation of a country? How on earth would we do that, given a country of that size and a country that is perfectly capable of putting forward, if U.S. troops went in there, a long-time guerrilla warfare against us? Your thoughts on those two issues. Thank you very much, Matt.
Well, it's excellent, Joe, as always. Let me start with NATO. It's good news and bad news. The good news is that our NATO allies, recognizing that Trump is an aberration, but somebody they have to deal with, are planning for unification against Russia without him. And here's what they're doing. There are talks going on right now between Germany, France, and the UK that the UK and France will cover Germany and Italy with their nuclear weapons. So their nuclear weapons, the UK and France, are not as substantial as ours, but they're very, very capable of eliminating the Soviet Union. The problem is, the minute there's any nuclear weapon launched, what happened at Hiroshima and Nagasaki is small potatoes. It would literally destroy the major cities in the world. We can't have it. But they will get together. They will send troops against Russia if it goes into Poland or into Lithuania. And so Article 5 will still be in effect, but by the Europeans. But the problem is, they're not going to let us stay on bases that they think are being used to serve Russian interests. Trump is a criminal. Trump is an enemy of the people, an enemy of the United States. So that's number one. Number two, and for instance, we have a base in Holy Loch, Scotland, where we have our nuclear subs go for servicing and out to sea. If that gets shut down, our nuclear subs are going to have to leave, say, Norfolk or somewhere on the east coast of the United States, and it's going to be a lot tougher. Number two, Joe, I think your question was NATO, and refresh me again.
Go ahead, Somers.
Yeah, it was NATO. Like, how is NATO going to survive? Are they going to disband and create a new one? Are we going to get kicked out of it? And also, how do they deal with us talking about annexing Canada, since that seems clearly a bad idea and illegal?
Right. Well, it's all a bad idea. But so NATO will survive. NATO will survive, but limp along, hoping we get another president, a better one in 2028. With regard to Canada, you know what's offensive about? I mean, I have a sister-in-law from Canada. I mean, Canada are our friends. We are integrated economically.
William Shatner's from Canada. Jim Neighbors was from Canada.
Right.
Paul Schaefer.
From Canada. What he does is he'll say stuff like this. He'll say, okay, I'm going to make Gaza into a resort. He doesn't mean it. He says it to get headlines. But as a result of his saying that, there were fights between the hockey teams in Boston. Mm. It was terrible. It was disgusting, pitting us ostensibly against them. We've got to let – he can't do it. He can't do it for a variety of reasons. It is a violation of international law. It's an invasion. Number two, the people are not going to put up with it. But he will say the most provocative, disgusting things to get a headline and rile up, like Gary of Sussex. He'll rile up some of his base. And Canada is our friend. It is a member of NATO.
Right.
You can't have a NATO. It's a member of NATO. You can't have a member of NATO say, I'm going to occupy another NATO country. It won't happen, Joe. Thank you for your excellent questions, as always.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This will not surprise you, Matt, because it happens every time you come on. Every single one of our six phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. Can you stay a little? Can you stay an extra 10 minutes into hour two if we can't get through everybody?
Yeah, sure.
All right, very good. As Matt says, do not hang up. We see you on the lines. More phone calls after this. 855-752-4842. It's Matt Flynn direct on Todd Allball on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up, with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
On Thursday night, it's the regular season finale for the Wausau West High School boys basketball team. The Warriors will play host to the Merrill Blue Jays. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West High School boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's the Wausau West boys basketball team hosting Merrill in the final game of the regular season. Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15, on your home for Wausau West sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Time keeps rolling on, so does this hour. 52 minutes past the hour, 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, February 24th. Matt Flynn, our friend, ongoing contributor, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, U.S. Naval veteran, and author, joins us here on a Monday with Matt Flynn. Always a pleasure, Matt, as you do so well. You get people engaged, every phone line full. As Matt likes to say, do not hang up. We will take you in order of your calls. 855-752-4842. Let's get right to the phone lines. Gene in Eau Claire, listening on WCFW. Gene, what say you?
Well, great to hear your voice, Matt. Again, it's wonderful. I mean, you have a lot of experience in a lot of different areas, and it makes me sick. The way that Trump talks about Zelensky, he makes me sick. But anybody that's a dictator, I mean, people are saying, if they're spewing it, they're doing it. And we got dictator Trump right there going after our economy, going after jobs, going after people's nest eggs, putting in Elon Musk, who doesn't even have any, you know, experience, and then Elon Musk has the kahunas to send notes to people that you better say the best five things or the things you did on your job. Well, if you don't know what the devil they're doing on their jobs, you shouldn't be supervisor and even going into those departments deciding who gets to say and go. I can't believe it, man. It's like weapons of mass destruction with Trump right in our economy and our whole country, and it's just unbelievable. Is there any one issue that we can all unite on or any direction that we can take? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you so much, Matt, for all your information. Bye.
Great to hear from you as always, Gene. Yeah, let me just quick hit two things. One is, let me take Ukraine and Zelensky. Zelensky is a good man. He really is. He's been compared to the Churchill of the modern era. And for Donald Trump, just to, in the middle of a war, basically, say we're switching sides, that can't be done. We can't permit that. I'd encourage everybody, you want some small thing you can do? write a letter or an email to the ambassadors of our allies, to Canada, the UK, France, Italy, Spain, Germany. Tell them how much we value our alliances. Donald Trump does not speak for us. He's a bad man, and we are not going to support him in any of this baloney. Number two, though, is Elon Musk. Now, Elon Musk, let me put it to you very succinctly. He's worth $400 billion. His aspiration is to be the first trillionaire. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Trillionaire. But his road to being a trillionaire goes through Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah.
Goes through Social Security and Medicare. They're cutting right now. You're not going to be able to afford an old age home or assisted living if you're a person of modest means in our small counties around the state. All of this stuff is paid for by either Medicaid or Medicare, so many things. They are simply taking it apart. Judges are standing tall, but the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court still have to weigh in. And even if they finally weigh in okay, they have no army. Trump is using the Constitution. He's seen a chink in it. He controls the army and the prosecutors to try to really destroy our country. We must stand tall. Write letters and emails to all of the ambassadors of our allies. Say how much we treasure them. Trump is a bad man, and Putin is our enemy.
855-752-4842. Go out to the West Coast. And, Ali. First of all, go up to North Woods. Ali is first. Ali, I was just up there in Hayward. It's a beautiful part of the state. If you can make it quick, please. Ali, go ahead.
Well, I just agree with Mr. Flynn, and I called the Ukrainian embassy this morning and left a message asking them to relay to President Zelensky not to trust Trump. He's a liar. He's
good.
Broken laws from day one, and look what he's done to America in one short month. They should not believe a word he says. Their phone number is 202-349-2963. I encourage everyone to call them and express their dismay at Trump.
That is a wonderful message. Thank you for calling in. Let the Ukrainian embassy know. Let all of our allies know Trump is a liar. He's a Russian asset. He does not represent the vast majority of the United States, and we will not permit him to do what he's doing.
Let's go quickly to the West Coast. L.A. Tom, L.A., you got about a minute. If you can get it in, please go ahead.
All right. People need to remember out there that Ukraine, through the Bucharest Accord, actually got rid of their nuclear weapons. Actually called people in the United States to get rid of some of their uranium. We need to stand by Ukraine 150,000% because of the fact that they could have actually had that nuclear weapon and have taken out Russia themselves. But they chose to want to make a new day for themselves, and America needs to stand behind them 150,000%. Thank you.
Great call, Ellie.
I'm with you, and I'll tell you what. They need to be in NATO, and we need to stand by Ukraine. Russia under Putin is an enemy of the United States.
What do you think? Angie Monroe listening on MDX. Can you do it in 30 seconds, Angie?
Well, no, she was actually not the next caller.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
We don't have enough time.
All right. We'll get it in after the next break here. Matt, thanks for staying around. We know your time is valuable. Give us quickly in 20 seconds here. What's the website for your books, Matt?
Well, look, go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, look for Matthew Flynn, and look for Milwaukee Jihad, China Code, or Hunting Bernie Weber.
There you go.
Hunting. A lot in there that you've heard on the radio.
All right, we'll come back. More with Matt Flynn. Do not hang up. We see you on the lines. More calls with Matt Flynn. What's worse on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
Full Falls Radio, WXCO. Pat Kreitlow.
If you are feeling discombobulated lately, have I got the guy for you. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area is filling in for me on Tuesday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and French President Macron held a phone talk with G7 leaders today. They were at the White House. Many of the other leaders in Ukraine, like Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau.
We must do everything in our power to enable Ukraine to secure a just and lasting peace.
Ukraine is marking 3 years since Russia invaded. The Pope has shown slight improvement in medical tests, according to his doctors, CBS's Seth Doan.
He was able to get out of bed, that he is eating normally, that he is taking his regular medications, and that he is in good humor.
The 88-year-old Pope has pneumonia in both lungs. Her voice was cherished by millions.
The first time.
Roberta Flack has died. Rolling Stone's Anthony DeCurtis.
I think people will remember her voice. You know, once you hear Roberta Flack, you never forget that voice.
Flack was 88 years old. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
I'm Brittany Merlot.